There's an amazing story that's told of the Brisker Rav. It was about a week before Pesach, and a knock came to his door. When the Brisker Rav came to open the door, he found an old lady who said, "I have a shaila for you." The Brisker Rav was the Rav of the town, and she had a halachic question for him. She wanted to know for a Pesach Seder if it was acceptable for her to use milk for the Dalad Kosos. The Brisker Rav, although he knew the answer off the top of his head, wanted the woman to feel comfortable and confident in asking questions, and so he asked her to give him a few minutes to look it up, and to give some importance to her question for her to feel it's a very intelligent question. And so he disappeared into his study. He took out a couple sarm. He thought for a little bit. And he came back to the door with a significant amount of cash, a significant amount of money, which he gave to the woman. And he answered her how he answered her. And he said, "You know, but with this you could buy wine for the Seder." When the woman left and left satisfied, knowing that her question had been resolved and it was so sweet, so nice of the Brisker Rav to give her money to buy wine, the son of the Brisker Rav said to him, "You know, Dad, I understand you wanted her to feel good about the question. You wanted her to feel it was an important question, and so you pretended to look it up a little bit. I understand you gave her some money to buy wine, but the amount of money you gave her far exceeds what's necessary to buy wine. Why did you give her so much money?" And the Brisker Rav turned to his son and said, "She may not know whether or not you could use milk for the Dalad Kosos, but everybody knows you can't have milk and meat at the same meal. And so if she's asking me about using milk for the Dalad Kosos, what that tells me is she clearly is not planning on having meat at the Seder. Unfortunately, she's not in a financial situation in which she could buy something as simple as chicken or meat to have at something so important as the Pesach Seder. And so I gave her much more money than she needed, because clearly she needed that money to support herself for the Pesach Seder and well beyond." This brilliance of the Brisker Rav highlights not only his genius, not only his intelligence and ability to see well beyond the question, but equally importantly, it illustrates his sensitivity and his commitment to kindness, and more than that, his nature of being proactive for kindness, seeking out kindness, finding kindness whenever it can be done, and figuring out how to help somebody. This message is highlighted in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera. In Parshas Vayera, we have a contrast with a lot of similarities and yet subtle differences between the personality of Avraham and the personality of Lot. It should not come as a surprise that Lot in many ways did emulate Avraham. After all, he spent so many years with Avraham. He even exhibited great self-sacrifice in going to Eretz Canaan with Avraham. So clearly Lot imbued, he understood some of the values of Avraham. And the value in particular that I want to focus on is this value that Brisker Rav emulated, that value of chesed. Both Avraham and Lot are challenged with an experience in this week's Parsha. At the beginning of the Parsha, Avraham is visited by Malachim, and later in the Parsha, Lot too is visited by Malachim. In both cases, Avraham and Lot are sitting outside, and they greet the Malachim. In both cases, they involve themselves with Achnasas Orchim, inviting the Malachim into their homes and taking care of the Malachim. And yet with those similarities and with that commitment to Chesed, there's a small, subtle, but important difference. The nature of Avraham in caring for the Malachim is incredibly selfless. Avraham, although he's in incredible pain, cannot imagine not having the opportunity to be Machnas Orchim, and therefore he sits outside out of self-sacrifice, out of sensitivity to others, the desire to help others. As he invites the Orchim in, he first cares about their needs. He first wants them to be comfortable before engaging them in any conversation. Conversely, Lot is also sitting outside, emulating Avraham, and yet, as Rashi points out, the reason why Lot's sitting outside is not purely and exclusively because he values Hachnasas Orchim, it's true, but also because he was just appointed to a personal post as kind of the mayor of the town. So yes, Hachnasas Orchim, but perhaps colored a little bit by a selfishness, by a notion that this is my position, this is who I'm supposed to be, this is my role of prominence, a certain sense of self-centeredness. And then as he is Machnis the Orchim, and as he brings the guests in, and again, does it in a way that does include self-sacrifice, but yet his sensitivity remains somewhat insular, somewhat self-centered, because he tells the angels, who he thinks are people, not to wash their feet yet. Why does he not want them to wash their feet? Why does he not want them to be comfortable? Because he's afraid. What's he afraid of? He's afraid that the officers in Sodom would find these guests, And if the officers saw that their feet were already clean, they would imagine that Lot had been harboring guests for a long time. That's a terrible crime. Lot didn't want to have to face consequences, so he wanted the dust to remain on their feet. He wanted it to be clear that he just brought them in. Again, chesed, sensitivity, yet not all the way. A certain sense of protecting myself. And that's a fundamental contrast between Lot and Avram. Avram, his chesed is all about the other. It's all about the opportunity. Just as the Brisker Rav saw chesed as an opportunity, something that I want to make sure I do as much of, and something that I do with incredible sensitivity to the other person. It's all about the other person. That too is the lifestyle of Avram. His commitment to chesed is not only about being kind, but doing in a way that exhibits incredible sensitivity to the other person. And really, more than anything, illustrates Avram's perspective that chesed is an incredible opportunity. This event is not a standalone event in Avram's life. After all, if we look a little bit later in this week's parsha, we find an incident with Avram and Avimelech. And here too, Avram, he could have reflected on a personal level, Avimelech took my wife, and therefore I have no sensitivity towards Avimelech. And in fact, not only that, but if we think a little bit deeper, Avram was going through his own personal pain. His wife Sarah was not able to have a child, and of course that created incredible pain in Avram and Sarah. And yet, when Avimelech returns Sarah to Avram and asks Avram to daven on his behalf, Avram's reaction automatically and instinctively, so powerfully, is to daven on behalf of Avimelech and the women of his town. Again, incredible sensitivity, incredible kindness, an automatic, innate desire to help others. Not even thinking about himself and his own experience, not thinking about what had just happened traumatically to his family, and not thinking about the pain and suffering his family was going through, but on the contrary, thinking about others, thinking about Avimelech and Avimelech's community and what he can do to help. That's the nature of Avram, and that's a lesson that's worth us reflecting on. How hard it is, it's a challenge. Lot got most of the way, and yet what Lot was missing ultimately colors his commitment to chesed. Avraham, who went not most of the way, but all of the way, and his incredible sensitivity towards chesed is so powerful, such an incredible lesson. It's hard to not reflect on the events of the last few weeks in which in Israel we lost an incredible woman, Rebbetzin Machlis, who I didn't really know personally, but having been in Israel, in yeshiva, and as many of you had as well, it's inevitable that our paths crossed somewhat in the sense that this was a family which really understood what it meant to be Machnis Orchim, understood what it meant that Hachnasas Orchim is not something on a checklist, it's not just something I need to be Yotze, it's not just something I want to do because it's nice, but it's something that's the fiber of who we are. The Machlises had literally hundreds of guests every Shabbos, and anybody who was ever at the Kotel on Shabbos morning or Friday night could count on an invitation from the Machlises, because Rabbi Machlis would go around inviting anyone. That was a family that understood that chesed is about helping others. Chesed is about how can I give to somebody else. And so as we continue to grow in our Avodas Hashem, we think about what does this parsha teach me as an individual? It's worth each of us reflecting on this notion of chesed, this notion of not only being kind, but the way in which our kindness is exhibited, the way we, first of all, view kindness, viewing it as an opportunity, viewing it as something that's a privilege for us to be able to do, and how that's going to be reflected in the way in which I carry out chesed, with incredible sensitivity to the others, with incredible sensitivity towards those around us, an incredible sensitivity to how we have the ability, and with the ability, the responsibility to help those around us.